Village Media has stopped reporting daily provincial numbers and will be moving to weekly updates. Here's the latest on new cases in Algoma as of 2:45 p.m. Algoma Public Health has not reported any new cases of COVID-19. SU today is no longer reporting daily numbers, but will continue monitoring them and update as necessary. Here are the latest COVID-19 numbers from Algoma Public Health, updated at 2:30 p.m. on May 19 to 262,217 tested 8,392 confirmed asterisk note. As of December 31, 2021, the province has limited COVID-19 PCR testing to the highest risk populations. Furthermore, some people with mild or asymptomatic infection may not seek testing. Algoma Public Health states that the numbers of confirmed cases are an underestimate of the actual number of people with COVID-19 in the Algoma region. 147 active cases, 19 currently hospitalized, 8,245 resolved, 55 deceased. Algoma Public Health is reporting that recent results from additional laboratory testing have detected the following variants of concern in Algoma: B1.1.7, Alpha, first detected in the UK; B1.617.2, Delta, first detected in India; P1, Gamma, first detected in Brazil; B1.1.529, Omicron, first detected in South Africa. Total confirmed cases by area of residence: 6,791 in Sault Ste. Marie and area, 852 in Central and East Algoma, 456 in Elliott Lake and area, 293 in North Algoma. Comparatively, in Chippewa County, which covers Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, and surrounding area, the COVID-19 data as of May 18 states, note, case counts have been reset to reflect new reporting format. Cases from March 2020 Dec. 31, 2021 to 5,275 total, 4,641 recoveries, 69 deaths, 3,581 cumulative positives, 3,808 cumulative recovered, 34 deaths, 3 cases currently hospitalized. Here's the latest on COVID-19 vaccinations in Algoma. As of 3:30 p.m. on May 19, population coverage percent of total population that has received at least one dose 85.0%, percent of total population that have received at least two doses 81.8%, percent of eligible population, 5 plus, that has received at least one dose 88.7%, percent of eligible population, 5 plus, that have received at least two doses 85.4%, percent of adult population, 18 plus, that have received at least one dose 91.2%, percent of adult population, 18 plus, that have received at least two doses 89.0%, percent of adult population, 18 plus, that have received at least three doses 62.5%, percent of youth population, 12 to 17, that have received at least one dose 84.5%, percent of youth population, 12 to 17, that has received at least two doses 81.4%, percent of child population, 5 to 11, that have received at least one dose 60.4%. APH reported cases this week. Active cases, hospitalizations drop in May 16 update. Active cases drop, hospitalizations climb in May 17 update. Region's 55th COVID-related death reported on May 18. Last day. SU today posted daily numbers. COVID cases among SAH staff, but signs of improvement exist. Vice President delivers good news, bad news report on May 17. Health Department categorizes Chippewa County as high-risk COVID area. Case count within Chippewa County has increased by more than 100 over the last 2 weeks.